Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Put the pastor on hold for a minute, if you wouldn't mind, bud. Thank you. We're online at philhendryshow.com as well, where you can watch a live video of our broadcast right this very second. We do a video cast on Phil TV and HD. And behind me right now, as a matter of fact, you will see a beautiful, beautiful photograph of, I believe that's Hawaii, isn't it? That is the coast of Maui, and a bottle of our favorite Don Julio is right there in the foreground. So, and as a matter of fact, I forgot that I'd had a little Don Julio. I just found it there in the back. So for those of you who join us for our Sunday football with Phil, be forewarned. Now, on Phil Hendry's Phil TV and HD and at philhendryshow.com, I should say, get a backstage pass and watch the video as well as listen to our archive material. Head over to our shop and pick up a souvenir. Valentine's Day is ahead, and what could be more romantic than a hoodie from Ted Bell's, Ted's of Beverly Hills, with the words, "We want to put our meat in your mouth" on the back. Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills. What are you looking at? Out of here. Ted's of Beverly Hills and that hoodie in our souvenir shop. Pastor William Rennick joining us here, 877-876-PHIL from Joyful Union Congregation. Pastor, before we return to our phone caller, and we do have Dan on the line, and we are holding a caller over, folks, from last hour. I felt bad about putting the young man on hold, and he's been very patient. In fact, let me get him back here. I think it's Dan. Dan, is that you?
Yeah, this is me.
Okay, Dan. I want you to listen in for just a second. I asked Pastor Rennick. Pastor, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. There is a two things, as I mentioned. We have the issue of disrespect to a president. We have the issue of a white woman wagging her finger in the face of a black man. You said before we took our break, you better go get yourself a black man. Jan Brewer.
That's exactly, yeah. Because what I'm saying is this. Governor Brewer got up in the morning. You know she had a problem with the president because of immigration. She had all kinds of problems. Wrote a book and basically called him out in the book. Now, apparently, he's not supposed to say anything about that. He's supposed to just let that slide. So when they finally meet, he, got into it with her. She should have sent someone a little bit more ready to take on the president, because she wound up looking like the Wicked Witch of the West. I don't think it did her any good. You got to understand. I'm trying to protect her.
How are you trying to protect her?
Because look at what she looked like. I think it made her look bad. I think the governor wound up looking like I think she wound up looking kind of shrewish. I think for the president, he came off looking very presidential, and she came off looking like, what's that Gone with the Wind? What do you call it? Scarlett O'Hara. Trying to lay it out and tell him what's up, even though she's flat on her ass with a Union troop going through her house. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, Dan, go ahead. What was your comment?
Yeah, I don't see how having a black man in her life would help her at all. I don't see how that can be any better than having a white man in her life. Or any other.
Well, I'm saying, if she,
how that makes sense.
She should have sent a black man out there to deal with the president, so she wouldn't have been standing there wagging a finger with a big nose and a blonde hair. Because I'm telling you, it just went around. That image went around the world, and it didn't look good. Didn't look good. And so she winds up looking like a horse's hind end, excuse my language. And the president, everybody's gonna feel sorry for eventually.
Well, then what are you taking exception to here?
I'm trying to make this thing so it doesn't blow up. See, this whole thing's getting ready. It's like a keg of dynamite getting ready to explode. And I'm trying to keep the lid on it.
Well, don't make something out of nothing here. What do you mean keep the lid on it?
I'm saying she's going to wind up looking like a horse's hind end come sundown tomorrow when this image finishes circling the globe.
You know what? You know
All
what?
Right,
Let's
Dan.
Face the truth, guys. This happens almost every day. You know what I'm saying? The president was just doing his job and acting correctly. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I have to say.
What do you mean it happens every day? It happens every day, though. It happens every day that the white woman is going to stand there and tell him to carry slop buckets? I don't think so.
That's not what she's doing. Well, you say it happens every day the president's disrespected in this manner.
Of course.
And I you do? You think so?
Yes, sir. You know, there's millions of people out here that don't agree with this presidency, okay? But
well, I mean, you know, to his face, though. But to his face. Oh. Do you think people are wagging their finger to his face?
No, they ain't wagging their finger to his face. And that's why I say he's got to take two steps back.
Yeah, I know. Bow twice from the waist and do a solar plexus shot. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Thank you, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number. We got Leon on the phone here. Leon, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir. Go ahead.
This is Johnny.
It's Johnny. Okay, Johnny, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I'd like to get in on the conversation. Very, very interesting.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon to you, and good afternoon,
good evening,
to the pastor.
Can you hear me, Reverend? Is it where you are? Where is it, young man? It's nighttime where we are. We're in California.
Okay, I'm calling from Texas. I think that, as I was telling the host, I might be around your generation. I'm 70 years old. I was born 4 years before they bombed Pearl Harbor. And I lived
through you know the sun ain't out right now, right?
What did you say?
I'm just trying to. You know it ain't afternoon, right?
Yeah, and I lived through all of this. I lived through the Emmett Till massacre. I lived through the. I lived through the Voting Rights Act being voted in, the Civil Rights, and all of this kind of stuff. And my parents,
yes,
and from being from the South and so forth. And I lived through that, so I know all about it. And I've experienced it when I went into the military. 10 years after the military was integrated, which is in 1963, you know, I think it takes a long time for something to catch on. So even when I went to the military, I experienced it. But my feeling is, and I understand where the pastor's coming from. As a matter of fact, I have friends and members in this in my family that had that type of attitude too. And I used to feel that way myself. And I'm still very guarded when I'm around people if they say something wrong, whether it be a racial thing or it be anything. But I want to say this,
brother. Don't you think that white woman, when she wagged her finger in that man's face, don't you think that she was calling him out for the slop bucket?
I'd like to get to that. I saw a wider shot of that picture this afternoon on Politics Nation, hosted by Al Sharpton. And you know, the picture that's shown around the world is just her and him. But I saw a wider shot where he had about at least four or five. Secret Service agents around him. And I'm saying this, the last person in the world who should ever think about putting their hands on someone is the president, because he has all kind of people that he can employ to do
right.
that.
Right.
But I
That's right.
where the reverend is coming from. And then I also heard a one of the hosts on one of the TV on the news shows, and this was a Caucasian. He said
Billy Wilton? Billy Wilton show. Billy Wilton show?
What he would have done, he would have grabbed his finger and bent it, or either asked one of the Secret Service agents to, you know, throw on the ground face down. But again, that was kind of jesting there. But what we're trying to say, the president handled it very well. President, right around the age is my oldest son. My oldest son is 50 years old. And so I think the president is handling everything very well. We need someone.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I think that was a very good idea. I think they should have grabbed that finger and snapped it off.
No, the man was laughing when he said that. The man was joking.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I bet you grabbed that finger, bend it back hard enough. She started looking better.
You know, you made a lot of comments about Governor Brewer's face. Don't you think that's less than gentlemanly?
Well, Phil, I don't mean to be I don't want to be not a gentleman, but I mean, a woman like that, would she look like that? I'd be careful how I'm wagging my finger.
Looking like that.
Governor Brewer has already damaged her image around the nation, around the world, because I heard the news this evening, and I saw it. There was a lot of people, both Republicans and Democrats, different races, they came in, and they came in on the side of the president.
Well, it wasn't her best moment.
She's already damaged her image, and so the president, being as cool and calm as he is...
What do you think about the solar plexus shot?
I'm so favored.
Well, you heard...
He's going to be the last on his list.
Johnny... Thank you, Johnny, very much for your call, and it's very good. I appreciate your experience, too, sir, and your observations. I appreciate that very much. And I think the gentleman said that he didn't agree with that, and he has Secret Service guys.
Yeah, but I was talking about if the president felt threatened, shouldn't he go ahead and drop her? And
he has Secret Service guys. That's what I think Johnny was saying there. He wasn't saying anything other than that. All right, let's go to another phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. This is Armin. Armin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Phil, this is Dave.
It's Dave? All right. We're getting people dropping and hanging up and, you know. Let me, Dave, hold on for a minute. Let me go over here to Kenny. Kenny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Fine.
First of all, I just want to make this comment. President Barack Obama, he's been disrespected what this woman did is nothing compared to, there was an interview done, I'm going to assume last year, by a reporter whose name escapes me right now, but during that interview,
Bob Lucan. I know the report. It was Bob Lucan.
Okay, I think that is his name. Every question that was asked to the president, when the president was about to respond, the guy interrupted him every time and went on to another question. He asked him a question. The president got ready to answer the question. He butted right in and you know, disrespected him the whole interview. What this woman did was nothing. I don't think he felt threatened by her. If she tried anything, she wouldn't have gotten far with it. I think she would have gotten dropped, or somebody would have grabbed her hand very quickly.
I think the president should drop her. I mean, a good shot.
No, the president.
Why not?
The president, unlike you, Pastor, the president carries himself very well, unlike a lot of other presidents.
Brother, I didn't say anything bad about you. You don't have to say nothing bad about me.
I didn't say anything bad about you, but you're saying what he should do to some woman. I mean, no, he wouldn't do that. Yeah, he shouldn't do that. He has people around him to do that.
Yeah, the president doesn't have to do that, and she wasn't a physical threat to him anyway.
And he wouldn't do that, and I don't think he felt threatened. And I think, you know, if this lady had a problem, she should have addressed him privately. I agree with you. Wait, Pastor. I agree with you. She did make herself look bad in doing that.
Yeah.
So she did. Now, you know.
And I think the president could have driven a point home if he would have bowed twice. And
this whole bowing twice thing, I don't understand that.
See, look at this man. He's laughing. Here, take it down. You got the man laughing.
If Phil wants to laugh at you, too, how silly you're acting something.
Well, look at what I'm trying to say. Both you gentlemen don't understand one thing. If I'm saying this, I'm saying, look, you give her the maximum amount of respect. Then you got an excuse to go ahead and drop her.
Why would he need to do that, man?
Teach her a lesson. Okay, then, you know, okay, Phil, congratulations. Now you got a brother laughing at me. So let me just... Way to go. I got a member of my own race laughing at me.
Oh, come on. Take it easy.
Now, listen. If you wouldn't act like a clown, I mean, Phil, I don't know where you get your kids.
You know,
I'm sorry, Phil.
I got to take a break. I appreciate your call, Kenny, and I think you're right, and we're good observations. And I've seen it happen before, and thank you, Kenny, there, and Pastor William Rennick.
You got a brother laughing at...
Take it easy there, Pastor. 877-876-PHIL. And the bowing from the waist twice and then bow. President Barack Obama, was he disrespected by Jan Brewer? I think that there's been a consensus, perhaps. But does it carry additional significance when it's a white woman wagging her finger in the face of a black man? Is there cultural iconic symbolism there? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
With Pastor William Rennick from Joyful Union Congregation, Pastor Rennick and I and you discussing Jan Brewer and President Obama, Governor Brewer and President Obama's meeting on a airport tarmac yesterday, and there was this image of the governor wagging her finger in the president's face. Pastor Rennick has brought up what he thinks are racial overtones to this. This is Dr. Jim, I think it is, in San Diego. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Phil, my name's Dr. Jim Schaller, and... this pastor that you have on your program right now, I think, is bringing up an issue that is a sexual politics as well as racial.
Can I ask you a question?
I'd like to be able to finish what I'm saying, please.
Let him finish.
Sexual politics as well as racial. When he says that an African-American man like the president had a finger wagged at him. I happen to be a man in my early 50s. I'm married to a woman who is 30 years younger than me. I have been in bodybuilding competitions and so forth. And yet I still, every time I speak, because I have a very pronounced speech impediment, I still have people, I can tell they're laughing. Because I have a physique that is very enhanced and significant, they don't want to laugh in my face because, you know, I have the strength to, I could hurt anybody. And I want to say something. You're saying, in other words, because you lift weight, and when you talk, people laugh, and because you're strong enough, you could break them in half. I could, if I wanted to, yeah, but I don't.
Why not?
Because I'm not an idiot. I'm not,
No, I just heard the way you say it. I'm not an idiot.
So, see, right there, when you make fun of me, and I want to go and beat you up, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't do it because I believe in civilization for people to be civilized.
Well, look. You sound funny. I don't mean anything by this, but you sound weird. And I'd laugh even if I was standing in front of you. And the reason why I wouldn't fear for my safety is I'm a pastor. I've got a collar. I've got a religious calling. I've got a ministry. I've got a church. And you tell me you're going to beat me up? Well, they would they put on a lynch party for you. You beat up a pastor.
Well, then you would try to...
Well, hold on for a minute. So you think you could provoke this guy? And...
That's what I'm talking about, and this is what I mean about it. When Governor Brewer,
I can't talk to this man because he sounds like he's got a mouth full of... I don't want to say it.
Oh, I know what you mean.
All right, look, Dr. Jim, hang on for a minute here. Let me get to another phone call. 877-876-PHIL, because the gentleman, of my understanding, was very upset when he first called in. Let's go to another phone call. We have Carol on the line. Carol, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. William Rennick. Go ahead, please.
First of all, I hear he's a pastor, and I also go to church. And if I ever heard my pastor speak in the manner that you have spoken in tonight, I would leave your congregation. I mean, our pastors where we are, they don't cuss. They don't call people ugly.
I have not cussed, ma'am.
You called that lady the B word. You said the B word. You called her a B-I-T-C-H. You said she was ugly. She would make a dark road. Anyway,
yeah, that's right.
That is not the way that God has called you to speak to people. He wants you to bring people to Him. Hey, can
he
I
call? He said, "Call it as it is,
sir."
God said, "Call it like it is."
You have had
God said, "Tell it like it is."
And you keep.
Hold on.
But you're not telling it like it is. You
yes,
are.
Yes, I am. That woman got a face like a freight train, take a dirt road.
Sir,
hold on, Pastor.
Your own say-so. You have to
You can't say stuff that I didn't say. You can't say stuff I didn't say. I got to defend myself.
Like I said, you have your platform. You're not letting anybody else speak. I do not believe that God has called you. I think you called yourself. And anybody that goes to your church needs to run as quickly as possible. Because I would let you say the blessing over our dinner table. My children know better than this. I have a 16-year-old son in the car.
It depends on what you eat.
He could not believe that you talk that way. I don't understand. And you sitting there talking about her? She has children. She has a husband. She has grandchildren. How do you think you would ever reach them as a preacher talking to their grandmother? Or their
I would tell them. I would say, your mother, you need to talk to your grandmother because she is walking off the path.
What about what she is?
And then I would say,
whenever you get to heaven and God says, sir, remember that day that you called that lady ugly and you called her a B? You're not representing me. So you're not.
Well, how do you know? I think it's amazing that you know what God's going to say. I think you are an amazing woman. You must be God. You must be God because you know what? You don't know what God's going to say to me. God's
going to
say to me, thank you, Pastor Rennick. Thank you for telling the truth about that woman because I just as soon plunge a bucket full of buttermilk as take a look at her.
You have your own platform. All you do is you spread rhetoric, and you are very prejudiced. I can tell that.
Ma'am, I'm still going to bless your meal. I'm still coming to your house to bless your meal.
No, you would never step foot in our house because we don't believe that you are a God called. You are a man called. And there's no telling how much money you make.
I am a man.
And you, no, you're not.
I'm mostly woman called, though.
You also said that he should hit her. So you're saying it's okay.
He should hit her. Any woman that wags her finger in a black man's face, saying him go get the slot bucket.
Man. Why did you?
Yep.
Phil Henry.
Wait a minute, where'd she go? Where'd she go?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Pastor William Rennick has joined us as we talk about Jan Brewer, President Obama, the propriety of her shaking her finger at him, which I think we are agreed, Pastor Rennick, that it was improper.
I don't think we agreed that at all.
I think we're agreed that it is improper to disrespect an American president. It's just, you know, the decorum is not proper no matter who.
It's okay. If you say that that's what we've agreed to, I haven't heard that at all, Phil. What I'm hearing tonight are people saying that Obama should stand there and take it like he's some mule, like he's a rented mule. And
no, I don't haven't heard anybody say that. I've heard people say that there should not be a violence. I've heard people say that it shouldn't be racial.
Well, maybe it shouldn't be racial, but it is. It has very significant racial overtone when a white woman stand there and does what we call a slop bucket wag. Now, everybody who...
What is the slop bucket wag? Is this a new thing you just came up with?
No. What do you mean new thing I came up with? Boy, you really got to get with it. You really got to get with it, boy.
And boy, huh?
That's right, boy. That's right. Because you have got 2-1 on what's going on out here. Now, the slop bucket wag is known by everyone. Everyone, it's anyone. When I say anyone, you know, what I mean is, anybody who is a who's who in the black community knows what a slop bucket wag is.
And what is it, a dance?
A dance? I just got telling you it is a disrespectful finger wagging. And
what do you mean anybody who's anybody in the black community ought to know what it is?
I just said, it so happens a who's who of black people. And when I say who's who, Denzel Washington, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell, you name it, Barack Obama, they all know the slop bucket wagon. What I'm trying to say is that it is so well known that white people don't know what it is. That's why I'm on your program.
Well, you've done your very best, I think, to obfuscate this.
Well, no, I have not done my very best. You've done your very best, Mr. Henry, to ignore the fact that I am a preacher, a man of the cloth. You talk to me like I'm some kind of a... Well, you talk to me like I ought to be hauling a slop bucket. I happen to be a reverend, a man of the cloth, a man of God. All right? God come down, and he sees me, and he sees you. The first thing he's going to do is ask me for a report, not you. Me.
Well...
That's right. When the rapture comes, and Jesus takes a look around, and he needs somebody to give him a report... He's going to go, okay, where's Rennick? Aha, come here. Report. You know how they do that in the Army? Was you ever in the Army? You weren't in the Army. A lot of times the commanding officer say report. That's all he... Well, all he has to do is say report. And you better spill your guts about everything you know.
And you think when Jesus arrives during the rapture, he's going to look for you and all the other preachers and say report.
That's right. Well, I don't know about all the other ones.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Armin. And Armin is on the Phil Henry Show. Sir, go ahead.
Thank you so much, boss. Give me a chance to express my opinion. My point is, Arizona governor, Mrs. Jane Brewer, she's a federal offender. She wants, to round up all the illegal immigrants, mostly colored people, and put them in Arizonian private prisons, you know, in order to exploit their cheap and actually practically free labor, you know. And I believe that...
There you go.
But President Obama did the right thing that ordered federal attorneys to sue Governor Brewer in federal court, in Arizona.
There you go.
And get an injunction against anti-immigrant legislation. which now invalidated. And believe
what do you think about that, Phil? That man is speaking the truth.
Mr. Grover couldn't obsess with her because he's obsessed.
Wait a minute. Hold on for a minute. You're saying here. Hold on, Armin. You're saying that that Jan Brewer is rounding up all the what you call colored people, Hispanic people, and people of color, and she's doing that so there's cheap slave labor in the Southwest. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Her intention.
Right.
We know that when she got down there, she probably want to grab Obama and say, boy, if you weren't the president, you'd make a real good slap bucket carry. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it sounds a little paranoid. I mean, I don't mean to disrespect it. It sounds a little paranoid to say that the governor of a state wants to organize a racketeer-influenced organization of slave labor. That is a federal crime. She'd wind up in prison. He doesn't have to sue her. He can have her arrested. So thank you very much, Armin, for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
Why'd you hang up on that man? That man...
I think it's a little far-fetched. I'm sorry, you know. It's one thing to talk politics. It's another thing to then use those politics to somehow concoct some...
That woman, you know full well that there's a whole lot of illegal immigrant coming into Arizona. She complaining about it. How do we know she's not rounding them up and benefiting from it? And quite possibly got herself a nice, tidy, beautiful dollar she's making from it.
Obama could... Well, this guy's saying she's... Obama would have her arrested.
Obama ain't that bright. Now, he...
He's not that bright, is he?
I didn't know. No, I didn't mean to say that. What I said was...
No, I heard what you said. Obama ain't that bright. So she's pulling a fast one on him. Love it. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Tony. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, I agree with part of what
you've been
saying about the racial overtones. Because let's face it, black men have died on the word of white women for hundreds of years. I mean, lynching.
It's the truth, yeah.
Till, whatever. So there really is a very strong image there, you know, with her white.
Absolutely.
Just so disrespectful. And it does have racial overtones. And you know, one thing that really kind of kills me sometimes when I hear these people call in talking about the race card. Well, if we got one card, who got the rest of the deck? That's what somebody need to ask. You know,
because, I love that. If they got the race card, who got the rest of the deck?
That's right.
That's
all I have to say. And I think when you look at history, how many men have black men have died and been hung and lynched and burned to death. Kills me when white people want to talk about who's paranoid when they're the ones that perpetrated this for hundreds of years, and then they
gotta figure that one out.
When something is racist or not. That's
I love
just
that. I remember that one. Who got the rest of the deck? You got the race card. Who got the rest of the deck? I gotta remember that. Right.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Thank you very much for your call. I think that historically one has to acknowledge that that has been at least a part of the story. That and she, the phrase that she used, black men have died on the word of a white woman before.
Absolutely, Phil. And that's what I've been saying. And
no, you haven't been saying that at all. That lady said in 30 seconds more than you've said in an hour and a half.
Well, that hurts. I'll tell you right. It hurts.
Well, you're Pastor Rennick, you have been all over the street with this thing. You're telling me about bowing twice and a solar plexus shot.
No, that all of that was leading up to what that sister just said.
And you could have just said it. And then you're telling me about God knows what. I mean,
you're not paying attention. Just remember, if you want to play the race card.
Yeah, I know. Who's got the rest of the deck?
That
877, good Lord, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm going to go up and take Catherine. I think this is Catherine. Catherine?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. You're on the air. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Catherine.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here,
okay.
And you're on
Hi,
the
well,
air. Go
is,
ahead.
Well, this is the first time that I've called a talk radio show. And I just wanted to share a few thoughts.
Welcome on board, ma'am. My name is Pastor William Rennick.
I'll do the talking. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. And I realize that we as human beings respond to situations many times based on our personal experience. And so with that in mind, I would like to share that I think that if I saw the picture such as this, that I would look at it as an elected official who's very angry with the president. The fact that it was a woman and the fact that it was a man would not be an issue for me, and the fact that one was white and one was black would not be an issue. I think that it's a picture of someone who's very angry, and it also is disrespectful. I believe that it's not, to me, and I know that other people have different opinions, it's not such a race issue, but an issue of respect. And I think that we are called to treat all people with respect, regardless of who they are, regardless of whether they hold a position, whether they're wealthy, whether they're beautiful, whether they have nice clothes. It should not make any difference.
Right.
I have just a few things to say, and I'd love to...
I totally agree. I just want to say I agree with you, ma'am. That's a beautiful
and
thing. Jan Brewer ain't beautiful.
You didn't have to say that.
Sorry.
Well, you know what? She might be beautiful.
God.
You just might not see it. And also, feel very strongly that physical violence is never okay. And it doesn't matter how angry we are or how put down we feel. I think when we're in positions like that where we feel angry and have that sense of wanting to respond, I believe that before God, we are called to respond with grace.
Wait,
just let me finish. I have just a few
Yeah, hold on.
To say.
I'm hearing hold on. I'm hearing something though.
We are called.
What is that?
I just got a stomachache. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
we are
Pastor,
called to respond with grace, and it's an opportunity to respond with humility, which I think is more an elevated position.
A very good, very good point. Now, I want to just interrupt here for a moment. Hold on for a minute, Catherine. I've got, what is wrong, Pastor Rennick?
I started getting a stomachache because the lady was talking too much.
Well, that's not for your call, and you know what? That's rude of you to interrupt what the lady was saying with the,
Well, ma'am, didn't you think you were talking too much?
I'll just finish up here, and then you can take the floor. But because Barack Obama is in a position of leadership,
My wife just told me to shut up. How do you like that? My own wife.
She's right. Shut up. Catherine, continue.
So because President Obama is in a position of leadership, I think he has even a greater responsibility to respond with grace while wielding the power and authority that he has. And because you are a pastor, I would encourage and exhort you to consider the fact. Well, this is. I really want to share this.
Would you shut your mouth? Because the lady trying to talk.
I would encourage. I would encourage.
And you were telling me to shut my mouth.
May I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
I would encourage and exhort you to consider...
Okay, he's messing around. Pastor Rennick, if you don't shut up, I'm going to put you on hold.
Now, you told me to shut up just like my wife did.
That's right. Both of us did.
So, Pastor Rennick, because you're a pastor, I would encourage...
My name is not Rennick. It's Rennick. Not Rennick. It's Rennick. You put your name up, carved up my reputation.
Oh, God.
Should I continue? I'm almost
Catherine,
finished.
Just very quick. I got 10 seconds, please.
Yeah, because
very
you're
quickly.
A pastor, I would encourage you and exhort you to consider the fact that God made all people of all races, and he appreciates them very much, and I think that we have a responsibility to look at other people that way as well, and not
very good,
consider
Catherine.
Them by how they're races.
Absolutely.
And I find your comments...
You're very kind, dear.
I find your comments sexist and prejudicial, both to blacks and whites and men and women.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Catherine, and she is the Secretary of State for Alabama. She's going to be nominated for Vice President of the United States. Very nice speech.
You're real rude, you know that?
I told him he would not shut his mouth. You hear that? My own woman tell me to shut up.
You have been running your yap through that whole lady's phone call.
So?
So why don't you be quiet and let her finish?
She was going on about nothing. Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Check yours out, see if it don't come out the same.
Get out of here before I flip. and he's, oh, I got a stomachache. And what a child. 877-876-PHIL. What we've learned tonight is, number one, it was disrespectful for her to wag a finger in the president's face. Number two, there's a racial divide. The my black listeners believe that, yes, there is racial significance and resonance to that act. My white listeners don't see it. Number three, Pastor Renick is still just as flipped out and whacked out as ever, and now he's laying out that whole, if Jesus comes back tomorrow and he wants a report, he's going to him, not anybody else. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Renick Report!
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to get back to the phone calls. I was talking off the air with Pastor Renick about a story we're going to do in our News and Information Hour. A Pakistani doctor who assisted the CIA and U.S. intelligence in identifying bin Laden in the compound. He was a doctor that was doing a vaccination program and collecting DNA. And this man is now in the custody of the Pakistanis. And I had said to him, you know, American, white or black, American CIA agents would not make good deep cover agents.
Right, and I asked you why, and you said because of the wrong race. Now, I say that's racist.
But what, I don't understand, why would a white man or an African man look normal in a country filled with South Asian, Pakistani, Indian, Aryan people? You know what I'm talking about. We wouldn't let, but the, you don't develop it. I'm not going to. Dwayne Claridge, I read his book, and he said that the best that any agent from America can do in a situation like that is develop agents who are native to the country. Develop deep cover people, informant people who are native to the country.
I don't even know what you're talking. Who's Dwayne Claridge?
He was a CIA agent.
But I think it's racist for you to say that a black man can't go to Pakistan and be a whatever you want to call it, like a James Bond or whatever you want to call it. All white men. They can do the job just as well.
No, they cannot do the job just as well. They're the wrong color. The wrong color.
That's racist. And you don't see it.
You don't understand what you're talking about.
I see. So you're Mr. CIA, is that it? Am I talking to James Bond? Is that your name is James Bond?
No, my name isn't James Bond. No, it would be James Bond, but it's Phil Henry.
What'd you say?
My name would be James Bond, not Jane.
I'm not familiar with it. I'm just saying, you were talking all about race card, too. Just remember, when you play the race card, who's got the rest of the deck? I think that is very, it's a very cogent thought, and very...
Let me get to a phone call here, please, Pastor. 877-876-PHIL is our number. I'm going to get over here to our caller, Sean. Sean, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Pastor William Renick. Go ahead, sir.
I love your show. I'm addicted. I'll try to keep my comment as brief as possible. I also respect the pastor here as well, and I definitely do share his outrage at what I saw. I mean, he is the president of the United States. I voted for him. I'm a white man. I live in Hamilton, Massachusetts.
You think a white man could be a deep cover agent in Pakistan?
Would you let the man finish?
Like I said, I'll try to keep it brief. I know in my heart that the pastor is a better man than that of what he's betraying here on the radio. He's got to be smarter than that. He's probably given to many charities. He's probably helped people out in need. He is better than this. Obama, he presented himself very professionally. He did what any president would have done. I hated George Bush, but I was equally outraged at the shoe incident a few years back there. There's no excuse for that, and she needs to give Obama... President Obama, that's how I should address him, not just Obama. She needs to give him a public apology. She will never get elected as governor for what she did. There's no way in hell. It's just never going to happen. I don't know if it does resonate racial, indifference, if you will.
Where are you from, anyway? Resonate. Where are you from, man?
Hamilton, Massachusetts.
And where's that?
Hamilton, Massachusetts.
It's right under New Hampshire. I'm right near the New York border. No.
It's near New Hampshire. It's not New York.
I'm sure. Yeah, but, you know, I mean, it does resonate. You know, it looks racially bad if you don't know what's going on. I didn't read the whole article. I know it was about immigration.
And we know. It's the slop bucket rag. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's joking.
Okay. All right.
I know he's more educated than this. His wife, she's telling him to shut up. Yeah, a black man was laughing at him. He's better than this. Pastor,
how can a black man laugh at? Why would a black man laugh at me? I'm black. And Mr. Henry Lennon.
You heard that earlier.
Oh, that's.
Show,
what are you talking about?
And that woman wouldn't let speak. Yes, she was a little bit long-winded, but she was trying to make her point. She was being very polite. She didn't.
By the way, and I want to say one thing, Sean. While you've been talking, and you've been talking very well, Pastor Rennick has belched twice.
I know. I heard
yes,
that.
You know. Yes, like you have. You belched twice.
I know.
Sean, you're a good man.
Phil.
Yeah. Thank you very much. But we do have to take a break, okay?
Yeah, cut this guy off.
No, I'm not cutting anybody. Thank you very much, Sean. You're a good man. Very well said. World famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with our news. Thank you very much, Pastor.
You don't mean that.
Yes, I do mean that.
You let a brother laugh at me. My wife laughed at me. You laughed at me. For all I know, Sean's hung the phone up. He's laughing at me. And that one lady, she laughing at me. Even though I laughed at, I got the car, the rate, you got the rest of the deck. Now I forget.
Phil Henry.
How's that go?
They pay.